Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
The Burt Show.
Have you ever had that moment where you wake up one day and you go, I just really don't have that many friends? You know, as you get older.
No, don't try to speed past that.
Listen, don't laugh at me while I'm down. Listen, I feel like when you get to that age, when you're like in your 20s and 30s and honestly even 40s, life gets so busy that sometimes you can realize that you've kept yourself in a little bubble. And I've really noticed that about myself. I'm outgoing, but I'm an introvert. So if I get asked to do something, heck yeah, I want to go out and have a good time. But honestly, like most days, I just want to stay in my apartment and binge watch TV. And I know that there are a lot of other young women in the Atlanta area that have found themselves in this position too, because it's just so easy to be alone. You know, we've got all that we need in our apartments, that really, why would we leave them? And so I decided, why not start this really fun group I'm calling the One Less Lonely Girl Squad, which is a nod to one of my favorite Justin Bieber songs, One Less Lonely Girl. And so far, we have like 250 what? Members in this
wow,
Facebook group.
Wow.
There's a lot of lonely girlies out here.
What are the ages ranging to?
So that's one of the things that people have been asking me, because obviously I'm 26 and I started this as a way to be like, let's get girls in our 20s and 30s out and about. But honestly, there really are women of all ages in this group. And I think that's really great. And I do want to encourage that, because I think it can be so taboo the older you get to admit that you've kind of kept to yourself and really not branched out and tried to make friends. So I really believe that this group should be a place for all women. I even have a few gay guys who've decided to join, the girls and the gays. And I really do want it to be a safe place where you can come and be like, you know what? I've recognized this about myself. I realize that maybe I haven't branched out as much as I want to, and I want to change that. So we have a couple of different activities going on this month. So if you want to get out in Atlanta, meet some new friends, there are a couple of new opportunities. I keep all of the specific information in the Facebook group just so like random men don't show up looking to like, you know, target young women and I don't know, be scary. But we are going on a hike next weekend, and we're also doing an axe throwing event at a winery around Atlanta. I won't say which winery just yet until we go, but it is going to be a blast at the winery. There's going to be live music. Of course, you'll be able to purchase lots of wine. I went to this specific winery a couple of weeks ago, and it is delicious. They have an amazing Sauvignon Blanc, which is my favorite, and it's just going to be really fun. If you want to join, I have it linked in my Instagram bio. It's just at the Abby, ABBY, Murphy, MURPHY. Go to the link in the bio. You just have to add yourself. I'm going to confirm that you're a real human by stalking your profile, and then hopefully you'll be added.
Are we sure it's going to be safe with all of these strangers drinking wine and throwing axes at each other?
Yes, and I know that people are nervous about that, but I was throwing the axes when I visited the winery a couple weeks ago, and I was surprised at how much of a baddie it made me feel.
Okay.
Now, there are professionals around who are not drinking wine, so it's supervised. It's not like you're going to get hammered and then start hammering the axe at people. It's a controlled environment, and it's a lot of fun. I know it's random, but Moving Target ATL has been so great with helping me curate this event. Kara has been helping me do all of this, and all the women that are a part of this company are also business owners themselves. So there's one of the women in a part of it has like a charcuterie business. So she's been kind enough to donate some charcuterie boxes to the winery
event. Drop her name.
I don't know the name of it.
All right. We'll drop it when we do the follow-up.
I will. I'll have Kara text me, and I promise I will give them all their flowers. But yeah, it's going to be so fun.
That's dope, Abby. I hope you guys really enjoy that.
Thanks, Mo. Feel free to come by. I know the ladies would love it.
All right. I might pop in. Rebecca, you out here just letting strange men kiss you? What's going on?
Oh my God. Yeah. From like one public fun outing to like the worst public thing I've like maybe ever experienced.
This is what you get for wearing a Florida State hoodie.
Oh God.
Whoa,
yeah.
Shots fired.
I did kind of think of you when I put this on this morning. I was wondering what you would think.
Yeah, I don't like it.
There it is.
There you go. You wanted to know, there's my opinion.
There's the thought.
I'm sorry. Everywhere I go to like, if I go to a bar, if I go to a theater, oh my God, concerts have been the worst, but people just don't know how much space to give it to each other. They don't know how to talk to each other. They like don't know human etiquette anymore. And for some reason, this is like so much worse on MARTA. If you're in Atlanta, you know MARTA. It's basically our subway station. And I have always said MARTA is smarta. Always take MARTA. If you ask me to pick you up from the airport, I will never do that. I'll pick you up from MARTA. I'm not picking you up from the airport. MARTA is right there. And it's perfect. It cuts through traffic. You can listen to music. You can read a book. You don't have to worry about these insane Atlanta drivers. I've always loved MARTA. I've been taking it since I was a kid. I take it alone. Some people think it's scary. I think they're dumb. It's very fun because 99% of the people, they're just trying to get where they're going, just like you are. But I met one of the one percenters kind of recently. And yeah, what he did was very egregious and very shocking to me personally. So when I'm on a train, I have a process that is just tried and true. I've been doing it for years, especially if I'm alone. I have my AirPods in. I'm sitting there. I have a book. It's a fake book. In that I've already read it, and I'm faking reading it.
Is it normally crowded on MARTA? All these years in Atlanta, I've never actually rode the train.
It depends on what time it is. When I take it, it's usually pretty crowded. I don't really take it and like at night anymore really that much. But like when you're coming back from like an Atlanta United game or something, it is packed.
Okay.
But when I was on it, it was pretty crowded. So a dude came and sat next to me, which is no problem. You got to sit down. It was a pretty packed bus. But then he started to try to talk to me.
Ugh, I hate when men try to do that.
How dare they try to communicate to another human being?
And I'm like, I'm giving off the most unapproachable vibes ever.
Never
like,
works.
Why? But he kept just trying to ask me a question. I pointed to my AirPods. It didn't deter him. He asked me, what are you reading?
I mean, who could blame him? You look so beautiful in that Florida State ugly garnet and gold hoodie. Matches perfectly with the pink fuzzy hat.
Very true. I was very cozy and warm looking. But I took out my AirPods. I showed him the book. I showed him the cover. Suddenly, it's his favorite book. He loves that book. He's asking me, what do you think about it? Oh, have you read the other books in the series? Do you like the author? And I'm politely participating in this conversation.
You're giving him short answers?
I am. I'm participating as much as I can. And then he reaches out his hand to introduce himself and shake my hand. And for some reason, like a big dum-dum, I do. I reach my hand out. He grabs my hand, wrenches it towards his face, and plants the sloppiest kiss.
In a post-pandemic world?
Yeah.
Never.
No. Tongue to hand?
I felt tip of tongue.
Oh my God.
There was moisture on the back of the hand. And luckily enough, we were just stopping at Five Points, which was not my stop. But I decided at that moment it was. So I jumped up, walked to the end, got off and he followed me.
No.
He followed me to the doors.
Well, you got
to
kiss your other hand.
I jumped.
Yeah, even it out.
How it goes?
What, he's like French or something?
No. He just wanted to taste your skin before he wears it.
Luckily, I was able to jump through the door. And he was on the other side, and we just watched each other as the train went by.
He's like, this is my sliding doors moment. You're like, thank God I escaped certain death.
All right, but you did get away.
I got away with something.
We'll figure out what that is later. Bert Show.
The Bert Show.